Welcome to our favorite moments from 2006 of the Garrett Murray podcast. I'm Garrett Murray.
And I'm Sean Morrison.
And this is a collection of what we feel is our favorite moments from last year.
Just so happens they're also the best moments.
Gold. Pure podcasting gold.
Of 2006.
We really hope you enjoy this 30-minute block of comedic genius.
It's like injecting hot butter into your ears.
Episode 7.
Is it 7?
Yeah, it's episode 7.
Wow.
Episode 7. I wanted to take out time to write down little jokes for each word, like for each number. So it's like episode 6, the episode about sticks. None of them would be like intelligent sounding
or even funny at a third grade level of grammar.
Yeah. Episode 7.
There was a guy when I used to record for radio commercials. This is old guy who'd come in and he'd have something neat to say for every single take number. So he'd be like, "All right, this is take 7." He'd say something really clever.
Mm-hmm.
I know if I'd remembered them,
right,
it would have made this story really cool.
Yeah, no, otherwise story's kind of strange.
Yeah, but you know, if you were like, "All right, take 11," he'd be like, "Double sticks."
And, oh, because of the ones.
Because of the ones.
I see.
Yeah, you got it. You get it.
Episode 7, upside down and slightly backwards L.
See, that's actually one of the things he said.
Did he? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on the same wavelength.
Actually, was it you?
Yeah, it was me, actually. Okay. I was there. Episode 8, boobs turn vertically without the nipples. they're all pictographs, as far as I'm concerned, all our letters.
Yeah, and they're all boobs to you.
Yes, actually. At least B.
Zero is one boob. Yeah, the other one's severed off.
Yeah, solo boob. unless there's the line through it. Then it's a boob with a line through it. I was getting dinner tonight, like before we started recording, and I got falafel. And while I was sitting in the place near my apartment, there was, you know, lots of artwork on the walls. There's music playing. There were a bunch of guys sitting around strumming an instrument. I forget what that instrument is called.
A sitar.
Sitar. And I was looking around. I was thinking, God, I don't have any culture.
No, not at all.
Like, there's no culture whatsoever.
Nope.
You know? And we have this whole very complainy, fundamental thing going on in the world right now where we're, like, protecting the American way. But I realize I don't know what that is.
It's this right now.
This is it.
This is it right here.
The freedom to sit and record useless podcasts.
Yeah, that's it.
But there are plenty of other countries that have almost as much freedom as we do. They also have culture.
Yeah, well, our culture is very... We don't really... we don't like... I don't know.
We got like hot dogs.
Yeah, it's like you go out and you get a newspaper and then you get a bagel. And then you go to work and you eat the bagel and that's our culture.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No sitars there.
No, but you don't. That doesn't sound good anyway.
Really?
That's why you have an iPod.
Twang, 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 twang. I like that sound. I like twangy instruments.
I could go with a didgeridoo.
I like. Yeah, those are good.
That would be a good.
Again,
we don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have didgeridoos. We don't have sitars.
But that's what you have your iPod. You can listen to
so many bagels.
You can listen to any. I know. Well, bagels are our culture.
Is that our culture? Did we invent the bagel?
Probably.
It was. Take credit for it. We did it.
I think it was the Chinese.
Yeah, it's us. From now on, it's us. And whoever says no, we go to war.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts. See, what we could do, instead of protecting the American way, is assimilate other countries' ways into the American way. You know what I mean? Like, just go out and take something that we like. Like the sitar.
Right.
I like that.
Let's do it.
Go take it.
Boom.
What else is there? You know? I mean, chopsticks. I like chopsticks. That's a cool idea.
Take it.
China, we take it.
We'll go to war. We'll shoot you.
We'll shoot anyone who doesn't give us what they want. But then, I guess, is that, what's that called? Manifest destiny? Where you just take what you want?
Like,
you just declare it's yours?
Yeah,
we're not doing that anymore.
I know.
What happened to that?
I mean, what? It was like 100 years ago they proved that was right.
Yeah. They were just like, clearly this works.
Look at us. Yeah, we know it works. So why don't we just do this more?
I mean, Jesus, what happened to our balls? We got on ships. We went across what we thought was endless ocean.
Mm-hmm.
We arrived here, murdered everyone who was here.
Thought it was India.
Yeah, well, it looked like it at the time. Murdered the Indians.
They're all called Indians.
Took their gold and their women, and their land, and just started making hot dogs and bagels. Yeah. And yet now we've decided this is enough space for us now.
It all worked out though.
I guess. I would like the sitar. If we could just get a sitar thing going.
You know? I think you could do that though. You could just go out and buy a sitar.
Oh, they sell them?
For some reason, I just have to tell this story right now.
Okay.
I was actually walking over here last week to do the podcast, and there was this guy, and he was Italian, and there's like this sort of like this Sopranos-esque kind of like Italian neighborhood, and it sounds racist, except if you actually went there, you'd just completely agree, because it's impossible to think anything else. And there was one guy, and he was just standing on the corner alone, and there was no one on the street at all. He was just standing there. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this guy from down the street goes, "What are you standing there for?" I'm like, "I'm just standing in the corner." I'm like, "Why? What are you doing?" "I'm on the corner." And that was it. That was the extent of their conversation. And the other one guy seemed kind of as perplexed as I was.
Right.
And the guy was just hanging on the corner.
That is weird.
Yeah. And that's end story.
That's continue. Yeah, that is very strange. This is my neighborhood or just a your neighborhood?
It looks in between, really.
Okay. Sort of in the... Weird. Yeah, that bothers me. When people are doing things but not doing things, I'm weirded out by that. I wouldn't have asked because I don't have those kind of...
Yeah, it was actually, the first question was, "What are you doing?"
Yeah.
And then the second question, "Standing in the corner."
Yeah, see, I would never just yell at some dude standing on the corner, "What are you doing?" Right. Like, I don't want to know.
Yeah, I like that's legitimately something to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, God, what do I gotta do with my night? I gotta do the dishes, stand in the corner for 3 hours.
answer any questions that people have. Yeah, that's very strange.
And now, the sounds of relaxation with Sean Morrison.
Hello. And welcome to the Sounds of Relaxation with me, Sean Morrison. Yes. If you're looking for a little relaxation after a long, stressful day of work, well, you've come to the right place. Yes, sir. Find your favorite chair and sit back. Close your eyes. Picture yourself at the beach. Yes. You're on a nice beach. A golden sandy beach in the Caribbean. The waves gently roll in, over your feet. Warm, luscious water. Oh, that feels good, yes. Lay back now and just listen to the waves. And the swishy palm trees. And the seagulls. And the pirates. Ignore the pirates, they only want the gold. And the women, yes. Just ignore the pirates and they'll go away. The waves roll in. Don't you hear the waves? Yes, I know, I hear the pirates too, but just relax. Like I said, put the pirates out of your mind. They won't hurt you. Oh, they're coming closer, yes, but I don't think they see you, though. Oh, no, they see you. But what could they want with someone so relaxed? No, no. It's okay. Stay still. Don't get up. Oh God, they're coming. Here they are. Run! Run for your life! Oh God. Okay, stop! Time out! Time out! Okay? New place. New place, okay? The beach is no good. Why did I think the beach would work? I don't know, okay? Okay, instead we're going somewhere else, alright? We're going to the rainforest. Ah, the rainforest. Yes. No pirates in the rainforest. Who could help but be relaxed in the luscious green rainforest? The sun twinkling through the canopy overhead. The rain drip-dropping from the trees. The Amazon River flowing in the distance. Yes. Just sit down on that cool, mossy tree stump. Close your eyes. There you go. Deep breath now. My God, do you see that mosquito? That's the size of a small bird. No, no, lay down. Just ignore it. Just be relaxed. Oh, get it off me, get it off! Oh God, it bit me. Oh Jesus, do mosquitoes carry malaria? Smallpox? Well, don't just lay there, get up and help me. Oh, fuck me, that's a tiger. That's a fucking tiger. Run! Run for your life! Oh, God. Jump into the river! Tigers can't swim! Oh, God, we're safe now. Oh, mercy, we're safe now. Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay. Just float on your back. Look up into the trees. Oh, boy. Look at all the tropical birds flying about up there. Well, this is actually kind of nice. Oh, and look at the fish swimming all around us. What's that? What are those? Those are piranhas. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ, can we get a break here? My God! No, they are. They're piranhas. What, you told me there were piranhas in here before we jumped? Well, I didn't hear you, okay? Well, you shouldn't have jumped then, all right? That's your problem. Oh, Jesus Christ, we are being eaten alive by these fish! This is all my fault! We should have stayed at the beach! Oh, dear Lord! Help!
This has been The Sounds of Relaxation with Sean Morrison.
You know, I'm to the point now where if I walk into a job interview and I see Aeron chairs, I just leave.
Well, you've always been a hater of the Aerons, but I sit in one at work, and I like it.
Really?
It's very comfy.
Ugh. I can't, very maybe comfy. Maybe my body is not designed for the Aeron chair, but I get into that thing, and I feel just like someone is stabbing me in the spine, and then I adjust it, and then it's someone stabbing me in the anus. I
can't. Right. Is there a knife glued to this chair?
Yeah, it's an Aeron chair.
Oh, wait, hang on a second. So your chair has a cleaver or butcher knife of some sort glued to the...
Right, to the back.
To the back.
Right, with the little adjustable knob.
So you sit on that.
Right.
I think there's a problem with the chair. The knife would be the problem.
I don't understand. It's an Aeron chair. That's what Aeron means, to stab.
I think someone's either played a joke on you, or you have a bad chair. Maybe you got a bad one out of the factory. I bought a pair of shoes once and put them on, and they were just full of broken glass.
Oh boy!
And I wore them for a year.
Right.
And I shoes? Just like Nike yeah. suck. Right. You know.
Good Lord, that will ruin your idea of a company.
Right. And then I was like, later on. I bought a new pair of shoes, like, no more Nike, you know. And then I found out that it was actually just, there was just broken glass in my shoe.
Hmm. Did it rattle when you walked?
More of like a crunchy sort of like, yeah. Sh-sh-sh-sh-sh-sh. And then also the stabbing sounds.
Right.
Like,
how many stitches have you had?
Oh, the foot's gone. Get your downloaders ready.
Exactly. Get your fingers on your...
Download keys.
Yeah.
Do you have? I have one of those.
A download key?
Yeah, whenever I want to download a file. It's right in the middle of the keyboard. Mm-hmm. It's red.
Yeah.
And it says download. And right. I just click that. And
lights up a little bit when there's something to download.
Yeah, and it kind of pulses. Yeah.
Download.
Yeah, and the whole screen goes away. Yeah. And just one big progress bar comes up. Bleep, and it just kind of goes. Bleep, bleep,
and just downloading.
Right. Yeah, and this is some sounds like that. Yeah. Like a 50s computer.
Exactly.
And then it takes, even no matter how big the file is, it takes an hour.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. MP3, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Three movies together, an hour.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like, so this pros and cons.
Right. Exactly. And it just keeps going. Download. 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 The whole time. And when it finishes, it goes download completed. Download completed. For about 6 minutes, which is just, I mean, frankly, that's too long.
You're never in doubt of what's happening,
right,
though.
Because you can get that from, like, another room. You've called me before,
well, that's
and
the
in
thing
the background,
is you're
I'm,
not,
like, I'm like, your download's done.
You're not in the other room, though, because it actually comes with a chair.
Right.
With a seatbelt.
Right. So it's always there with
right.
you.
Right. And it won't, if you take the seatbelt off, it stops downloading. Right.
Alarm. Alarm. Seatbelt disconnected.
Right.
Download. Halted. Download. Halted.
It actually, it also comes with a robot with right. with a laser on it.
Yeah.
So if dangerous. You get up in the middle, yeah. So it makes Zap. You go back, sit down again, yeah. keep downloading.
I don't know how many times I've seen just big scars on your arms from those lasers. It's out of control.
Yeah, it's...
I don't really actually, I think that part is a little extraneous. I don't know why.
Well, I mean, it keeps you focused. I mean, that's
Right.
You know, if you had to list problems with today's society, focus.
Big one. Absolutely big one. I'm doing a crossword puzzle right now. I got a problem, you know.
Yeah.
Put this away.
Right, yeah. I
need that.
And I drink too much.
That's a serious problem.
Right. But the robot doesn't care about that. It lets me drink as much as I want. But if I stop downloading...
Download. Halted. That thing is... It's like a nightmare.
Right.
I have nightmares like that.
Well, yeah, one may wonder why I bought this.
It was expensive, too. That was not a good investment. I mean, you are downloading a lot more than you used to, but I'm starting to think you're downloading mostly out of fear.
It's true.
You know, because that thing is just, it's haunting. It definitely, I've seen it get angry before, and yeah.
Right, if you don't download for a while.
Yeah.
Download soon.
Right.
Download soon.
Why are you not downloading?
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Right.
I'm not, because I'm terrified of you. That's what you usually say to it. It doesn't understand, though.
No, it doesn't understand. There's no voice
one
recognition.
Yeah.
It's really pretty primitive.
Right.
But I love it. It's my computer. It's my Mac.
Do what you
I love my
do.
Mac.
Just works, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I had a banana, you know, like you do. And it crossed my mind for a moment as I was, you know, enjoying this banana that... certain fruits are difficult to eat publicly without looking strange.
The banana being the...
The fruit cock, if you will.
Fruit cock.
And it's hard to, no pun intended, eat a banana in public without at least someone giving you a look. Is that person eating a cock? I don't know, because that's what it looks like.
Wait, do you feel that look that people are like,
definitely.
Wait a minute, is he eating a fruit cock?
Yeah, that was the look I saw today. One of my coworkers was like, hey, Garrett, what are you, is that a fruit penis? You have a fruit penis in your mouth? One of the warm-ups that I thought would be particularly good for podcasting, since a lot of it is obviously improvised, except for we scripted everything you've said
I'm
so far.
I'm reading from a sheet of paper.
Yes, totally scripted. And I'm just playing off of it like crazy.
I have no ability to create anything in my head. In real life, I have note cards.
Yeah, I know. It's sad. There's this one warm-up called the pattern game, which I actually really hate in improv, but I'm forced to do it. And so I feel like maybe if I do it more, I'll feel better.
All right, well, so explain it, because I'm not sure.
All right, so the pattern game is really simple. All we basically do is we take a suggestion from an audience, which obviously in this case is a mug on my desk.
Okay.
We'll just pretend. Play to the mug, okay? And we take a suggestion, and then we basically just randomly say a word that word... or suggestion makes you think of, and then you continue only regarding the previous word. So, for instance, if we start with mug, I would say coffee. Now, you wouldn't want to say something that relates to mug. You'd want to say something that relates to coffee. You're always playing off the last word, forgetting everything that came before it.
Okay.
And the eventual goal is to organically make your way back to mug.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do this in a series of usually three. And this builds a large collection of suggestions for which... to build scenes.
To base your...
Yes, exactly. So instead of just having mug, by the time you're done, you've got 50 different ideas, and it's all great, and then you have 4 hours of blazing, brilliant improv.
Extremely funny comedy.
Which usually ends up being about 15 minutes of trash.
Right.
So I figured, let's go ahead and try this and just see if it gets our juices flowing.
Okay.
I'll start with the suggestion of mug. So I'll go from mug, I'll go to coffee.
Mug.
Okay. We should go more words before we go right back to it, because otherwise we're just...
We want to get back to mug, though, right? So I kind of did that for us, right?
Yeah, no, that's right.
I got back to mug, so
right.
I solved the puzzle.
I'll give you a nut. We'll start from somewhere else.
Okay.
We'll do...
I like this game.
Yeah. I like... okay, we'll start with clock. So I'm going to say time.
Clock.
No, that doesn't make any sense. You can't go right back to clock.
But time makes me think of clock.
Right. No, I get what you're saying. It's totally logical.
Yeah.
It just breaks the whole point of this. I mean, because if you just keep going back, then all we have is clock and time, which are...
Yeah, but I won. I won, though.
Yeah, it's not a game. All right, so I'm going to pick a word that's not related to clock.
All right.
How about sunshine?
Okay. Pretzel.
Okay. I'm just... Like, I don't, I mean, because that word wasn't related, so I don't
I don't want to stop the game, but I'm trying to see how those two come together.
I mean, honestly, if we can't continue, I don't understand. If you keep stopping the game, I don't really see how we're ever going to get the words we need.
Fair enough. We'll go. Okay, so there was pretzel, was it?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Salt.
Mug.
Well done.
News, news, news.
New Jersey okays gay marriage.
Holy crap, the gays are getting married.
Gay.
News, news, news.
Stem cell debate heats up in Missouri race.
So hot.
Oh, stem cells are very hot.
News, news, news.
Democrats say Bush Iraq policy is in disarray.
It's like a broken piece of glass.
Of arrays.
News, news, news.
Hey, Bill, you seem down today. What's wrong?
I think my wife's having an affair.
Oh boy, that's not good.
Not at all.
News, news, news.
Madonna speaks out on adoption.
She's a whore.
She took a black baby.
News, news, news.
Norm, where were you last night?
What do you mean last night?
I mean last night. Spill it. Where were you?
I was at home, alone, all night.
All night?
All night.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
News, news, news.
Los Alamos nuke documents possibly found in drug raid.
That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. Why would there be nuke documents in drug raid?
I don't know.
News, news, news.
Hey, Norm, are these your cufflinks?
Yeah, thanks, Bill. Where'd you find them?
In my wife's vagina.
Oh, boy.
News, news, news.
Oh. Ow. Ooh.
Ooh. News, news, news.
News anchor murdered in studio. Leaves behind family of three. Other news anchor murders wife. Plans get away. Caught by the police. Tried for murder. Verdict, guilty. News anchor to hang.
News, news, news.
This common thing, and maybe this is a New York City only thing, I don't think so, is wearing high heels with jeans or pants that cover them. Women.
Right.
And what I don't understand about this...
So you get a little heel poking out.
Yeah, just barely.
Pointy toe.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Just barely. And what I don't understand about, as far as I know, and please, someone correct me if I'm wrong, except you. no, anybody. The point of a high heel, as far as I'm concerned, is the way it looks.
Right.
Because... every woman I've ever talked to says that they're horribly uncomfortable.
Right.
That they're it's hard to stand in them. It's hard to walk in them. It's hard to balance. It's dangerous to go up and down stairs.
Mm-hmm.
It makes walking on any surface that's not even difficult. And especially in New York, if you accidentally step on one of those grates like above the subway, oh, God, you know, just break a heel. You can break a heel. There's all this stuff. So a high heel specifically is torture you choose because of the look.
Right.
Right? So you put them on because you want to have, like, the look that and men are stereotypically attracted because, you know, it makes you stand on your tiptoes, and so your calf muscles are all...
It's hot as hell, yeah.
Exactly. So people are like, you know, oh, the high heel. So I understand it when you put a high heel on with, like, a skirt or even a dress, although I guess dresses are supposed to be long. But if you put a high heel on and then cover it with shoes, you are effectively torturing yourself for the purpose of no one.
No reason.
And I see these women... walking on the street as if they've broken both their legs,
mm-hmm.
and they're recovering. And they're, like, walking really timidly, and, like, it's very difficult. And stairs, they have to go down like they're somewhat paralyzed. Like, they're right. holding the stair, and their hands are shaking. And then I look, and I'm like, why are they? Oh, because they're wearing heels. Yeah. And you hear click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, but you see jeans touching the floor.
Right.
Why are women doing this?
I don't know. It still makes them taller, right?
It does make them taller. And if that's the only reason, then I have a better suggestion for you. Have you ever seen someone who has one leg shorter than the other and they have that special shoe?
Special shoe.
Buy that special shoe. Buy two of them. You get those shoes that have, like... And what? I'm not trying to make fun of people who have one leg shorter. I'm saying there's a solution.
They don't wear heels.
Exactly. Exactly. There's a solution. 6 inches of rubber on the bottom of your shoe.
Yeah. Great idea, first of all. Great idea. Maybe it doesn't look as good because you had this big sort of like retard shoe on.
I like how I said, no offense to these people. And then you said retard shoe. But in truth and all harsh words aside, that is true. When you see one of those shoes, you're not thinking supermodel. I mean,
right.
You're thinking something
it's,
that happened.
It's not hot.
Yeah. No.
At least.
That's true. That's true.
Wait, so you earlier you were referred to butterfly kisses, but what does that even mean?
What do you mean?
Does that mean butterflies, like literally the bugs kissing?
No, there's a bunch of different little kisses that kids do. You know, there's regular kissing, which is that's lips.
Lips, I get that. Yeah.
There's Eskimo kissing, which is when you rub your noses together.
What?
I think it's because Eskimos don't have lips.
Oh, they don't.
No,
they're just teeth.
They don't speak our language, first of all. They spear everything. They live in igloos, and all they have is a nose on their head.
They eat blubber.
They eat blubber, just raw, right off the whale.
Right.
Whales. Ugh. But yeah, so that's the Eskimo kiss. It's just nose to nose. And then there's the butterfly kiss, which is with the eyelids.
You know, I don't understand your, what do you mean?
It's you put your eyelids on someone's like cheek, you know, your eyelashes,
right.
And you blink so that the eyelashes move on the cheek.
And
it's like a butterfly. Well, I can show you what it's.
Whoa! Hey.
What? All right. Fine. You don't want to see it. Hey,
you just put your face on my face.
Well, that's the offer. You want to see what a butterfly kiss is? I gotta
show
you.
All right. All right. Let's just try it real quick.
All right.
Real quick. Oh, that's weird.
No, it is weird. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I kind of liked it.
Well, that was French kissing.
I saw a headline a few years ago, and this comprises my entire knowledge of Australia, was that dingo eats 5 children, was the headline. But I don't see headlines where it's like, you know,
dingo saves Timmy from well.
Yeah, where's the good news?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, you know, I don't say, like, wolf eats 8 children. It just doesn't happen here. Maybe we don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'm thinking of sharks. But they have sharks over there, too. Yeah. So it's like, I want a balance here.
Well, did the dingo eat all 5 babies at once? Or was that, like, a cumulative toll that they thought this one dingo...
Oh, the
dingo...
death toll? No, there was, like, a family of 5 children on a beach. And then it ate all of them.
Where were the parents?
I don't know. Wait, was this... This might have been a chapter from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, that's seems so unlikely to me that a dingo could take its time and eat 5 children.
Well,
and the parents are sitting over there going, look at this beach, it's so nice. The kids one at a time are being eaten slowly.
No, I'm going to find this.
Yeah,
I am going to find this because it happened. But you know some people from Australia. Can you ask them for me? Is the dingo issue like a day-to-day thing? They're like, I hope I don't see any dingoes on the way to work.
Yeah, I think that in Sydney, I don't think they're concerned with the dingo problem.
Why?
Well, I mean, because it's a major. I mean, it's like a major city. It would kind of be like being afraid of wolves in New York. Like, when you go to work, do you fear possible wolf attack like on the streets?
Well, no.
You might though if you've seen them eat a baby. You know.
Right. If I was scarred by that imagery, yeah. I guess you're right. I also think it's strange, and again, I have my opinions on... I've never been to Australia. Is that there's this whole sort of perimeter where people live, right? Mm-hmm. And then sort of the inside, where it's not that many people.
The outback,
yeah.
I guess that's more thing. The more the west part of the... Yeah, the west part of the country is the outback, yeah. Yeah, I it's weird. Australia was fascinating to me because it's like in the bottom of the earth.
Bottom?
Yeah, it's like right near the bottom. You know, it's like pretty much as low. I mean, obviously there are parts of Africa and the tip of South America and obviously Antarctica. But something is so fascinating to me that Australia is like right hugging the bottom. Granted, it's a sphere, you know, but you know what I mean.
Right.
When you look at a picture of the Earth, I'm sure their pictures of the Earth show it on the top.
We're at the top of the world. It's just the Australian propaganda.
Right. Like our globe in the bedroom that when you spin it and stop, it always ends with the United States up.
Right.
Which I think is great. That's good, asinine. Trick. And you can hear that there's sand inside of it. So they've purposefully waited.
Oh, you're not joking.
No, I'm serious. You spin that thing, it goes and stops on the U.S.
Wow. That's
pretty sad. You can even turn it. It's like a double revolver, so it spins, but also like pivots. If you pivot it upside down and spin it, it will right itself on the pivot and then still go to the U.S.
The way we're talking about that is if there's some like artificial intelligence in there, but it's just weights.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they waited the back half of it, so it always ends up on the United States. I like the idea that the U.S. pride makes it such that if you have a globe, it had goddamn better show the U.S. on top. You know?
Yeah, you wonder what kind of asshole did that.
Yeah.
I just like the notion that, like, what if it comes up Africa? Yeah. I don't want to think about that. You know, person, you know, is like reading like Shakespeare and they look over at their globe and it just says Africa and they start feeling really guilty about all like the poverty and they're like they just kind of twist it back to the earth, to the U.S.
if it shows the U.S. there's no problems in the world.
Nope.
And none of the other perfect things speechy. Even exist. Yeah,
right.
Are you tired of dealing with wild badger attacks? We know how you feel. Last year, badgers brutally murdered over 40,000 innocent civilians, including women, children, and people without working legs. It's time to put a stop to this senseless violence. Hire the
Anti-Badger Death Squad!
Jesus, Bill, you look terrible. What happened?
Badgers! They came!
They killed my babies.
You need to hire the anti-badger death squad.
Wait, are they anti the death of badgers or?
No, they kill them.
Oh, but okay, but the name anti-badger death is.
Don't worry about the title, Bill. Worry about your dead babies.
If you're tired of badgers raping your wife and cutting up your babies, you need to hire the
anti-badger death squad.
We have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Move, move, move! Die, die! I'm hit! I'm hit! Get it off me! Get it off me!
It's time to stop the badgers. We can help.
Anti-Badger Death Squad!
Oh, hey, can I borrow that pair of underwear?
I
asked about it earlier.
Oh, I didn't remember you asking.
Yeah, can I borrow a pair of underwear?
Why do you need a pair of underwear?
I just need something I can get home in.
What are you wearing now?
What does that mean? What do you mean? Just, you know what, don't worry about it. Just give me a pair.
No.
Actually, I think we should use more sound effects in our show, like, so that we can highlight the words that you say.
Exactly.
So, for instance, you know, start talking about your dog.
My dog's name... awesome. I see what you're doing.
See, that would kind of be how it would happen.
Yeah, that sounded like a dog. Is there a dog in here?
No, actually, it was the sound effects board I have here.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That was lifelike.
It was very lifelike.
Huh.
I mean, that's the kind of thing we should be doing on this show.
Do you
show.
Remember when I had that machine gun? And, oh, who's shooting? Who's shooting at us?
See, it's sound effects. Oh. That's the sound effects.
I felt like someone was shooting at us, because that sounded like someone who was... Oh, no! Where's
See?
That?
Again, just the sound
effects. Oh, Jesus. Because I thought someone opened fire.
Nope. Just, that was me, actually. Yeah, so that's the more, because that intensity we can bring to our show.
Wow.
Because when people are driving in the car in the morning, they're like, oh my God, what's happening? There's a gunfight, there's dogs everywhere.
Wow.
You know, and that's why people listen to morning radio and not the Garrett Murray podcast.
Yeah.
So we could start a whole thing, because people are like, oh, we listen to the Garrett Murray podcast, but it doesn't have sound effects.
Yeah. Wow.
So I'm a little disappointed.
I'm still a little worked up from that, because I felt like my life was on the line there.
Right.
Whew.
Yeah, calm down. It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It was very scary. Is that a Canadian quarter?
Why? Well, yeah, why?
Were you in Canada?
No, things like this happen.
What, did you, do you have a Canadian friend?
Why are you asking this now?
I don't know, I'm just, it's the first time I've ever seen you with a Canadian quarter before.
And... I don't really feel like I need to explain this.
Are you defecting to Canada?
Do I have to answer that?
I don't know, I mean, there's something about you recently. You always smell of maple syrup. Canadian quarter...
Listen, I don't really want to go into this on the pod. I mean, everyone has Canadian quarters. It's accidental.
Yeah.
It's accidental.
I always throw mine out immediately.
And you just throw them in the garbage?
Absolutely.
That's a waste. And disrespectful to Canada.
What's that? What did you say?
Nothing.
What are you,
listen,
mean,
I have,
sticking up for Canada?
I have no pride in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Except, no, none.
What's that? What do you mean except?
Except
you,
nothing.
I would accept.
I love the coinage.
Wait, you love the coins?
I'll admit it. I love Canadian coins.
Hmm.
You know, on weekends when I go disappear, I drive to Ontario and I just convert all my money to Canadian quarters and I buy things.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
It's out. I don't know why quarters. I could just, you know, convert it to anything but quarters.
Yeah, you bigger bills maybe?
I get a hotel room and I just kind of pour the quarters in the bed and then I roll around in it like nice. That movie Indecent Proposal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Great. Now I've got that in my brain.
Well, I mean, you're picturing Demi Moore. Was she the one who rolled in it? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It'd be
don't
weird
picture
if it
me.
Was like Woody
Ooh.
Harrelson rolling around in it.
Ooh, Robert Redford.
Yeah. I'm rich. So that was 2006 in a nutshell right there.
Wait, is this still the best of or is this the recap? Because this is a pretty good moment right now.
Oh, this is
maybe this
good.
Is the best of.
So now next year, do we have to include this entire thing in the best of next year?
I mean, I think the intro and the outro are going to be in part of the best of 2007.
Boy. I think we should retool. Let's retool. Do the whole show totally different.
The whole, all right.
So yeah, we record every episode.
Add some animals in or something.
Yeah, it's a cat show. It's a cat show. Cat show. So stay tuned in 2007 for the Garrett Murray Cat Show.
With Sean. Porn collection. It was just genitalia.
Yeah, that's right. I cropped everything. I wrote a Photoshop action called Croptagons. Hold on, let me do that again. I wrote a Photoshop action actually called Cropped Balls. No, wait, that makes you sound gay. Whoops.
Balls.
My bad. that was a slip. The Freudian slip. I was gonna say cropped and nuts.